In October, seven current and former UConn students took federal action against the university, saying their college failed to adequately respond to claims of sexual assault. Four of those women testified before the state's Higher Education Committee, including Kylie Angel, who graduated from UConn in 2013.
When you go to the police to report a crime, you should not be expected to have to report the police to the police for not taking your claim seriously.
The students say UConn President Susan Herbst was dismissive in her response to their complaints. Herbst was not at the hearing, but she did testify before the school's Board of Trustees earlier in the day.
My comments were misunderstood, giving the impression that I was commenting directly on the individual students or their cases or the specific claims that had been made. I was not.
Gloria Allred, who is representing the students who filed the suit, said the university needs to go further.
This has got to end. There has to be safety on campus. There has to be support for survivors. And UConn, instead of being defensive, needs to say, we want to make change. And let's see how we can work to have more protection for our students and for the survivors and enforce their rights.
Lawmakers said that going forward, one of their priorities will be to review how sexual assault complaints are handled internally by campus police at UConn and across the state. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.